You might be.
I would leave it.
You just might be trying to unplug.
I would leave
he
it.
He might be going off the grid. It might not be that deep. It might not be because of illegal activity. Maybe you want to decrease your social media.
If I'm trying to get off the grid, then that's probably illegal activity involved. Whatever I did. Well, I'm like, I'm off the grid. I like the grid.
Thank you for watching Joking Dame Podcast. As always, my name is Lionel Harris. Comedian, father, friend to some, maybe friend of me. I don't know. It depends on who you ask, but I am somebody. That's the important thing. I just want to start off introducing myself. And this time, what we did was, first, let me go ahead and get my co-host in there. He don't want me to say illustrious anymore.
Nah.
Yeah, so the incomparable David Griffin.
Here we go. With
incomparable.
This. Incomparable. Nah, this we gotta. I told you we gotta stop. We gotta lower the bar a little bit. Build up to that stuff.
Incomparable don't have to be a good thing.
Yeah, I know, but you know,
it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't.
That just shows how good you feel about yourself that you assumed it was a good thing.
Right. I mean,
that's self esteem, right?
Yeah.
There.
You know, I got
the
I got that false,
the highly esteemed.
It's false humility is what I call it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I try to I try to give off a humble, attitude, but internally. You know.
Yeah, you raging. Raging with pride.
raging with envy and pride. You know what I'm saying? That's how I get down.
Okay.
That's how I get down.
So this is what we decided to do. Last season, if you stuck with us, you know that we recorded an episode with just the two of us at the end. This time, we decided to do it at the beginning, but not really, because it's the second taping. Like, we already got one guest in there. And then we had another guest reschedule, so he was like, hey, let's do it now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's where we at.
Yeah, yeah.
See where we at now back from, you know, when we first did it. So do you want to lead off or you want me to start?
Well, you go ahead, man. Go ahead. You seem like you have something pressing.
I don't.
You don't? Okay, well.
That's just how I speak. I speak with intention.
Yeah, I read it wrong. I read the situation wrong.
Yeah.
But you can still go ahead and start since, you know.
I knew you was going to do that.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, then why'd you even ask me?
Because I want to give you a chance, bro. David talk. You don't like what I say because you know.
I know what the people saying. I know what they
the
saying.
The people saying to me, man, you know, hey, Lionel, what is it? The Lionel show starring Lionel, featuring Lionel?
I mean, you know,
David want to be the strong silent type.
There you go. I want to sit back there and brood. I want to brood. You know what I'm saying? I'm a man of mystery. If I say too much,
you give it all away. Yeah,
exactly. You got to give it to him little by little.
Leave some to imagination.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Leave them more and more.
Do you have any predictions for this year? Let's start with this. No, you know what? First, before we even get into that, let's keep your segment going. What's pissing David off today?
Oh, you know what? Something that I've been thinking about, like, I ain't gonna say I hate them, but, you know, I have a strong dislike for what I call compass people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, like, when I'm going somewhere,
yeah,
you know, I'd be on the road, I'm going, like, I don't know if I'm going east or west, north or south.
Okay.
Know? And I'm sick of people. Like, I don't like, because that's most people outside of where I grew up. I grew up in New Orleans. We wasn't like, yeah, I'm going east on I-10,
right, west.
On. Like, I don't even know if that's right. You know what I'm saying? But every other city that I lived in my life,
yeah,
you know,
they know Virginia
included. Yeah, Virginia included. Like, y'all always like, yeah, what you was going east on 64, west on 64.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I'm on the right side. That's all I know. I'm on the right side.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
And like, people like that just drive me crazy because I ain't got no internal compass. Like, I don't know if I'm heading north, south, east,
you talking
east
to
or
the
west.
Road. See, my dad was a truck driver.
Yeah, I know. You wanted
so
the people.
He made, yeah, he yeah, made you, me yeah. not just east-west. He want to know the road number.
Yeah.
He don't want to know the street name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I was on Midlothian. Oh, okay, so you was on 85 and then 54 and then 82 and then you went north and then you 626. And I'm like, bruh, Brambleton. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, so like what you saying, he even a step further. Like, he know the numbers, you know, from here what to Route 66. He know all the way.
Yeah, because like,
that's, you know.
Like, when, you know, when I had a flat, you know, I called the people to come, you know, help a brother out.
And man, they want to know if he was eastbound or westbound.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we were side of the eastbound or westbound. You like, what mile marker? Like, bro.
Come find me.
Just come find
me. Hey, look,
me,
if I put you on Find My iPhone, can you? I'm going to send you
my location. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you. That's what this phone for. I'm going to send you my location, and you come help me with this tire right quick.
I'm going to drop you a pen.
Yeah, like, I got to. You know, do all this research and figure out where I'm at, you know.
It's
not a GPS.
It's confusing here, but I mean, it does help, like, just knowing geography in general.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's so many things that I didn't realize. Like, I give you an example, and I see that it's going to seem like weird flex, but okay. But here's why I'm going to say it. I'm not trying to.
Go ahead, yeah.
But this is really something I didn't recognize.
Okay.
I recently did a cruise. I was in South America.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize that I was in Ecuador and Peru and all the same time as here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it threw me out. I was like, how is it the same time? But geographically, the East Coast of the United States lines up with the West Coast of South America. And see, if you would have, like, knowing that, it wouldn't have. Yeah. But it was just like, bro, I didn't know that. That was somewhere. It made me look it up. I was like, oh, it's the same
time zone.
Yeah. I know. I just wanted to. I had to get the background information.
Yeah,
I know
got
that's
you.
You know.
I got you.
I'm not. You know.
I got you.
For everybody out here, they're like, oh, okay.
Oh, you just out the back.
Oh, you international player?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I am. But I learned that. I was like, I thought it was gonna be like a big time difference. Nah. Same. Yeah, because of the way it lines up. Even like, what do you think about like Mexico and stuff like that? You might know that better being from the South, but not even recognizing Mexico is really due south of the West Coast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, I don't know why I was thinking it's in the middle of the country. But it's really due south of the West Coast. It spreads, but it's due south.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh. Like learning that, I mean, and that really just goes to show how many of us, we really just don't know geography in general. But it's important, though.
Is it?
It is.
Is it?
It is, man.
Is it?
It is.
Is it?
It is. Like, say, for example, you get a flat tire. And you need to tell a tow truck driver where you're located. Geography is important, bro.
Not really.
What if you had a burner phone and you couldn't drop up a pen? What would you go do, man? Like, look, it's cost.
Yeah.
I see.
If I got a burner phone, I'm not worried about that car that's on the side of the road anyway.
I would just leave it. You just might be trying to unplug.
I would leave
it. He might be going off the grid. It might not be that deep. It might not be because of illegal activity. If I'm trying to
get off the grid, then that's probably illegal activity involved. And whatever I did. Well, I'm like, I'm off the grid. I like the grid.
Right.
I like being on the grid.
Right.
Yeah, the grid has given me a comfortable life. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
You got air conditioning on the grid.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be off it.
What you're saying is if you drink well water, it's because you on the run.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If I'm out here hunting, fake passport.
Yeah, if I'm out here hunting wascally wabbits, it's because I'm running from somebody.
I got an alias. If you see me out here off the grid, I got an alias.
That's
my name is Pascal.
Yeah. I'm
you gotta have a name to throw people off. Yeah, Edwin.
Uh-huh. Jean-Pierre.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. All right, so I was wondering, did you have any predictions for the year? Now I'm gonna say, the layers to this. Predictions for just in general, things you think will happen, and predictions for the podcast. Like, what do you or vision for the podcast and predictions for the year? Maybe that's a better way to label it.
Yeah, I have a few.
Let's go with the predictions first.
Predictions for this
year. Yeah, what you think will happen this year? It's an election year, so that's always be crazy years.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. I think that we gonna have an election.
Okay. that's a big, because we don't know. Man, you know? Is one of the candidates going to jail?
We may not have an election. But I think, hey, if he does go to jail, you know he can still get elected to president, even if he in prison, right?
So he'll be crawling. He'll be controlling the world from his cell like a mob boss.
Bro, that would be crazy. If you had a president who was in prison, like Tony Soprano, he out there running. Bro, that would be insane. That would be insane. And that dude won and was locked up.
Yeah. And Jam Pop. He a Jam Pop. He ain't even any isolated. He a Jam Pop. Is a G.
That's crazy. But I don't know. What predictions do I have? Things that I think gonna happen this year?
Yeah, anything. I mean, it may not. I'm just shooting.
I don't know. I mean, what I hope for with the podcast, of course, is that it keeps growing.
Okay.
You know, can we keep building this audience? Maybe start doing some episodes like on the road, like, you know, take it on tour, like something like that. Get to the point where we doing live shows with an audience. I think that would be fun.
Do you have an idea for format for that? Do you want to do? Because I was thinking about that. I don't even know if I should even say it and give people opportunity to bite if I do think of the idea. But I mean, I was thinking the format wise, if it was live, what would I want to do differently? Or would I even want it? Would I want to reinvent the wheel? Is it necessary?
I mean, the only thing I would think of that we could do differently, and I don't know if this is your idea or not, but this is just something that popped into my head. You know, the segment where we do sit down to stand up, instead of it being like a polished comedian or a guest that we have scheduled, like in a live show, you might have somebody who's an aspiring comedian that might want to do stand up, and if they had something prepared, they could come up and we could kind of workshop it with them.
I think that's good. I was thinking along those lines that if, because you know, like when podcasts grow, you know, it's kind of like you forget where you came from.
Yeah.
And then you just start interviewing famous people. You abandon what your original format was.
Yeah.
So when we blow up and forget where we came from, right?
Yeah. I can't wait.
Right.
I can't wait to forget everything.
Yeah, it increased the thread count of my sheets. As long as that's happening, I sleep fine. But what I want to do is I was thinking that no matter who we have on, that we have them write a joke. Because it's joke a day pod. So just at least stay on brand.
Yeah.
So, all right, say we interview Sophia Vergara, who just did Griselda. She the crime boss.
Yeah.
We still be like, you got a joke. You know what I'm saying? Griselda.
You can't come on here without a joke.
Yeah. So whoever comes on here has to come on with a joke.
Some type of joke.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
That way, we stay true to the format of what it is, regardless of whether or not it's a comedian we're interviewing or not.
Okay. So, you know, we get like a senator or like the governor. Yeah,
exactly. He got to come on with a joke. Got to come on with it. And preferably, if it's a politician, a joke that'll take shots at another politician.
That would be... That's definitely...
Like, it's got to be a shots fired. It's got to be a roast. It's got to be a roast if you're a politician.
Yeah, whoever you run it against.
Yeah, we need to hear.
You got to roast them.
Yeah, who running right now? Jen Kiggins? I'm thinking all the commercials coming on right now locally.
I don't even know.
What has she done for our veterans? I see the commercials coming up on my YouTube. And but yeah, I think that'll be dope to do. I was thinking about that today, matter of fact. And,
okay.
I don't know. We'll play around with the format.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. But I haven't thought, because somebody actually asked me yesterday, because one of my visions is to find a more permanent home for the show.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, we rent out this room. I'm going to get rid of the mystery right now. We rent out this room. That's how we're able to have the appearance of a studio. But we rent this room out. But I want to find a more permanent home for the podcast. So when we're not on the road, you know, it's more of a You feel like I shouldn't have gave away the secrets?
Nah, you good.
Like I should have cleaned up before a company came over, like that kind of thing.
You good, brother. You good. Look.
I edited that part out.
Now you got, I know you got the edit, but you got the control over all of it.
They don't need to know.
But I had a I had a question I wanted to ask you. So as the podcast starts to grow, you know, with that may come sponsorships.
Yeah. Well, right? I mean, I'm gonna be pursuing them one
of the times. You're right, okay. Are there sponsorships that would get a definite no
from me,
from you, if they approach you?
Yes.
Like, we want to sponsor your podcast. We enjoy your content, and we want to be a part of Joker D.
I would say Adam and Eve adult stores. That would be a definite no for me.
A definite no?
A definite no.
Definite no.
Because I, you know, I got history with Adam and Eve.
It's like, man, I want to be a good parent, man. And I decided, I was like, you know, I want my kids to have morals. I'm trying to combat it. I was like, maybe I should teach my kids the Bible, something to make them good. Maybe that'll make them good. And I had them in the car the other day. We were driving. And we went past this store, and it said, Adam and Eve. Don't get ahead of me. I was like, this must be the place. It's not. It's not. No Bibles. No Bibles. And Adam and Eve. The only thing Adam and Eve and the Bible have in common is they're both leather bound.
That's what I'm saying. You could be promoting marital intimacy. Like you could.
I could.
You know.
I could.
You could be the wholesome side of the Adam and Eve
of the
brand.
Adult industry.
Yeah,
the wholesome, brand. Wholesome side. Brand. Yeah.
You could, you know what I'm
wholesome
saying?
Porn.
Yeah, you could bring. You could bring. Like you could. You know, be a
a liaison.
Like the you know how different. Like Nike have the Jordan.
I know where you're going. You talking about me wearing, like, I come on the podcast with a choker and a ball gag on, bro? I'm not dressing like
I'm just saying,
like a bouncer outside Club Nouveau.
Well, you could start a new trend of like male lingerie or something.
Nah,
you
know that's not my lane.
Male intimates.
Intimate apparel.
Nah. There you go.
Nah, I'm not. I'm not modeling ding-a-ling cloths. I'm not doing that. I got a family, bro. A wife. That's so disrespectful, man. You know what I'm saying? To the missus.
I'm just saying.
Shout out to Ms. Harris.
You might have had. I'm just trying to figure out what's my, like, because if we get approached, I want to, you know, I want us to be
on the same page.
On the same page.
Wholesome, yes.
Yeah.
Ding-a-lings, no.
Okay.
No ding-a-lings. All right. No ding-a-lings. No bells. Nothing to ding-a-lings.
So Adam and Eve is out.
We shouting them out right now. They getting.
Yeah,
they
still, we talking about it right now.
Maybe I should cut this out too. There's a whole episode of what we got to cut out.
That's it. We say anything that can be put in an episode yet?
Jen Kiggins. We're shouting her out. I don't even know if I'm saying her name right.
Kingpin Trump.
Yeah, Kingpin Trump from the
from the running the country from a jail cell. Fire.
I was that would be gangster though. That would be gangster. If he was doing that, then that would be some next level.
That's
crazy. The world is crazy though right now. So
yeah,
anything is possible. It wouldn't even surprise me. Like, I want to say, like, oh my gosh, but
yeah,
joking about it. I don't even feel shocked internally.
That wouldn't be a shock at all. Like,
that's bad though.
That's sad. That's what I'm saying. That's the world we live in right now.
It really wouldn't
be a shock.
It shouldn't be a shock. I also wanted to get into it. All right, here's something I was thinking about. The biggest thing so far this year has been the Cat Williams interview.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know if people still gonna care by the time this airs. They probably won't. But here's my question though. One thing I was thinking about from the Cat Williams interview is joke theft.
Okay.
I was thinking about joke theft.
Thinking about stealing joke? You wanna start doing it or
no. but here's the thing. Here's the thing. Parallel thought really is a thing. And we don't give enough credit for it. And it's always, it's like this. Okay, the joke a day thing started because I prided myself on being a writer. Right. And I wrote a new joke every day. But I stole a joke from myself. I didn't realize I did it in joke a day. It was embedded in my mind. And then it came out later. Years later, I thought it was new. Like, oh, I got this new, you know what I'm saying? And I go back to joke a day. I was like, that was one of my joke a day jokes. And I think things get, and we all know that, they get buried internally, but some things are really parallel thought. And I'm going to tell you a moment I had with this recently. I was watching a Conan O'Brien interview with Jerry Seinfeld. So you know it's old. It was back when Conan had the show.
Mm-hmm.
He was promoting like the box set of Seinfeld. Like you can buy all the episodes in a box set. You know nobody cares about that stuff now. But you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to
date. Yeah.
But I was just watching this last night. And last night, Jerry Seinfeld said he thinks New York is good for comedians because irritation is good for comedians. And everything in New York is irritating.
Okay.
And he was like, that's why he thinks New York is a good place for comedy.
Yeah.
So Conan was asking him, he was like, so like you're irritated? He was like, yeah. He was like, I don't like things. He was like, that's my issue. It's just things. I don't like them. Person, place, thing. Like, I don't like things.
Like,
bro, I've said that.
Yeah.
I've said that verbatim. I never saw the interview before.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was a bit. But I mean, like, clearly, like, it's some parallel thinking. I could relate to what he was saying about the irritation.
Yeah.
And I could relate to, like, and I'm thinking, like, there's a lot of overlap in the way, because of the way we see life, it's going to happen sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about that? Like, I think people go too hard on it, like, not recognizing that we all have some parallel thought.
Yeah, I think parallel thought is a thing because I think I talked to you about this once. And I know I've talked to Jennifer about it because I had a thought once when I was in line at, I think I was in line at Lowe's. And you know how when you check out in the self-checkout, they ask you if you want a printed receipt. Or like if you wanted like email or text, you know, and you know my initial thought was like, oh, this is a setup. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm printing this receipt every time. You're not gonna catch. You ain't gonna get me.
You know,
trying to walk out here with some lumber and talk about that. I emailed it to myself and you check it. You know what I'm saying?
You check my junk folder. Check my spam.
Check please. Check it. Right, and I think after I had that, because I wrote that down in my notes as like a initial joke to write, right?
Right.
And maybe, I don't know how much longer after that, I saw a clip on YouTube of, I think it was Roy Wood Jr.
Mm-hmm.
doing a similar bit about, I think he was talking about being at Home Depot or Lowe's or something with a receipt. It was something similar, and I was like, oh, I'm never going to do that joke ever in my life now, because I don't even want the implication of, oh, joke theft. You heard somebody do this, now you stealing a joke. But like that's a, like you said, that's that parallel thought thing. Now some of these jokes,
it's a direct bite.
It's hard to say that it wasn't theft in some of these instances, because it's like the same, like verbatim, like,
right?
You know, like there's this joke. Well, I ain't gonna go into it, but. It was a joke with, you can cut this out if you want, but a joke once with Carlos Mencia and Bill Cosby.
You ever heard that one?
It's hard to say that, is that parallel thought or is that, because it's so similar, you know.
Right.
That it's like, look like you might have.
Might have lifted that, Jane. Right. Yeah. Might have dusted it for Prince.
Yeah.
Dang.
But yeah, that's.
I gotta cut that off. You see that right there?
What happened? Oh, your glasses.
that's a brand thing right there. I should do this, right? It's a commercial for my
glasses. I was about to see.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. It's just the frame, or is it the lenses too?
Nah, they give you a base set, and then you can buy the thing.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, that's just a little magnetic thing you can clip to it. Where you got that from?
It's an internet site.
Okay.
Maybe I email them before I mention it, and then just put it up on the bar. Yeah. That'd be our first sponsor.
Yeah, tell me about it later. Yeah, about it.
That's what I do.
Yo, that's.
But yeah, I was wondering about that because I was like, yo, I stole a joke from myself, like, because it was just so I hear comedians, and a lot of comedians feel like they don't want to watch comedy because they're afraid that somebody's stuff is going to come out in their act and be accused of this.
Yeah.
And I think this it's got a negative, like, effect, because I think it's important for us to remain fans of the craft for humility, for joy in doing the actual thing. Like, so we actually enjoying it. Like, it should be fun.
Yeah.
And it'll be better for the audience. Every audience that sees the comedian on stage having a good time has a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Even if that comedian's bombing, if he or she is still managing to do it gracefully or in style, like, it's still something to behold. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know, bro. That was something else I was thinking.
Yeah, because I mean, there's only so many angles you could take on, like, general topics.
Right.
Like, everybody gonna have the same frustration with, you know, gas prices and food and groceries and going, you know what I'm saying, and all that stuff.
It's nuance that separates us.
Right.
And it's not even like, because I mean, somebody's gonna, because, like, how many times has somebody came to you after, like, doing a mic or something like that with feedback for a joke? And they're going to tell you most times the way they would do it.
Yeah.
And what I've learned, I learned this from filmmaking before I even got to the stand-up side. But some funny isn't created equally. And I don't just mean people being funnier than other people. I mean, there are people that can say certain things and other people can say them and they won't be funny.
Yeah.
There's some people who can just say, like, it's different types of funny. Like, there's that naturally funny and a person that can make anything they say funny.
Yeah.
And they might even be trying to just because they just have that thing.
A way of saying, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, and I always say, like, a Chris Tucker is like that for me. Chris Tucker can just say things.
Yeah.
He doesn't really need to tell jokes. He can just say words.
Right.
And be funny. And on our podcast, I think Chuck Lipscomb is more like that. Out of people that I come across locally, like, he just says things.
Yeah.
He might be dead serious,
but it's just funny.
It's just funny. Chuck. Yeah. Just passionate about, you know, when he said, like, you know, hey, if I ain't got enough, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Like, but he
I had a chick, man. She was a lazy screw, like, fine, banging body and all that. But she just lay there, like, and I need consent. You know what I mean? You gotta tell me you want it. Make some noise. Wiggle around. Say you like it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Don't just be laying there like, if I ain't got enough, let me know. We can stop this right now. You know what I mean? I ain't got to waste your time or mine. If you ain't feeling that.
Right.
Hey, man. You ain't hurt my feelings.
He being real. You talking to a girl, and you say, if I ain't got enough, let me know.
Just let me know.
Yeah, like, if I say that, ew. You know what I'm saying? Like, ew. Like, it's not going to be funny or charming, you know what I'm saying, out my mouth.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. All funny isn't created equal. So I started to learn the power in, because, like, what I was doing before stand-up was I was making comedic films, and what I would do is I would have a line. On paper, it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But then an actor says the line, and it's terrible to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I had to learn, how would you say this? Like,
right,
what's
there.
A natural, like, because there are things that sound natural coming from us. From... It's weird, bro. It's like, even like heartbeat, fingerprints, all that. There are certain words that go with certain people.
People, yeah, I see that, yeah.
And I've never heard it explained that way. This might be a joke a day exclusive. But then I'm serious. I think they're words. I think they're words that
certain
are,
people see.
Yeah, that are linked to identity. Yeah. Like, they just sound right coming from that mouth. And from this mouth, it doesn't. It sounds horrible, or it doesn't go, or it clashes.
I'm trying to think of a good example of that. Like,
it would be like, another way, a parallel I would make would be range if you're a vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're singing. Like, you have a range where you sound great because that's in your vocal range. And then when you try to be a soprano and you're not
straining.
Right.
Yeah. I got that's a good that's gonna be a good exercise to think of words that fit me.
Well, see, that's why when we talk about when we talk about writing, because you and I have done writing exercises together, and I'll be like, I'm trying to write it in your voice,
right,
instead of my voice,
right?
Because a lot of times we give people feedback based on how we would do it.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times that really may not sound good coming out of their mouth. And we might write it off. A person that as a comedian has people writing for them might be like, that's not funny. Or that's good, but I need to go ahead
do it my way.
But I think that's the reason why. I think for me, like, there are going to be certain things that are just going to sound funnier if I say it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't curse a lot. So I know when I curse, how I curse or something like that, it's going to sound harsher.
Yeah.
It's going to sound harsher if I'm saying certain words. And it depends on how I say it, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know exactly.
So it's just like because I don't. Like, in my regular life, I don't really curse a lot.
Yeah.
So it's like it would be me doing a bit on stage.
Right.
So people be asking me, like, why do you perform cleaner? Why don't you curse? Are you trying to, like, I just try to make it reflect where I'm at.
Yeah.
And try to be authentic to yourself. That. Yeah. And I don't know if everybody has that approach, because people do bits and acts and routines and it works for them.
Yeah.
But I think even that, it has to be some level of truth in it.
Yeah.
There's a part attached to who they are that makes it work. But like, all right, let's do, like, for me, and I guess I'll bleep it out, but I'll give you an example. The Adam and Eve joke. I told this joke in Norfolk one time, and I made it a part of the act.
Yeah.
So I told the joke one time. I said, I want to teach my kids the Bible. Guy got livid just because I mentioned the word Bible. I'm set up with a joke.
Yeah.
He's not saying I'm not funny or nothing. He's just mad that I said the word Bible. So I said, I want to teach my kids the Bible. Boo! Immediately. And I'm just like, what's going on? Like, you booing me because I want to teach my kids the Bible?
And one time I told that joke and a guy heckled me in the crowd. Like, I was like, I want to teach my kids the Bible. This guy said, boo. Then he got real and he said, go yourself. And I was like, whoa, easy guy. It's called thyself. Read your Bible.